Well, we can joyfully praise God this morning, and as we come in prayer on Labor Day weekend, we know the goodness of God, who truly not only offers us his gift of creation, life, but even many gifts and abilities that we can work with him and be cooperators of grace and goodness. It's also a rare opportunity that we can praise God and say that Nebraska won its first game, to realize somehow there are always possibilities of goodness coming about. But it is the second reading today from James that might give us a context to think about God's word. At the end, it says, "Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves." To welcome the word and then become doers of the word. To welcome it means that we not only receive it as it is, but to also know that God's word, as we know Christ speaks, is the word that is meant to give us life and to sometimes challenge us. And obviously the gospel today helps us think about that, but we go back first to the first reading of Moses. Now at times the Old Testament readings are never in chronological order, but they kind of bounce back and forth because of connecting to the gospel. So last week we heard Joshua that reminded the people right as they entered the new land, knowing that he succeeded Moses and reminded them of God's covenant, but again says, "Know that I and my family would honor the one God," as they went into the new land that was known to honor many gods. But today we kind of move backward, and we hear how Moses reminds the people that God's covenant is articulated, and then to know that God hopes, and Moses would hope that as he reminded the people of God's love, that they wouldn't add or subtract anything to the covenant, but live in such a way that other people would know the one God who exists, who gives life, and then always is present to them very closely. Now that ties into the gospel today, especially as we hear now we're back in the cycle of Mark after several weeks of John's gospel of the bread of life discourse. And it says right away that the Pharisees and scribes come from Jerusalem, they gather around Jesus and they began to make observations and judgments. But before I talk about that, just a simple little story. So there was a priest who was known for lengthy homilies. I'm not sure I fit in that category, but he noticed one weekend that a man got up on Sunday to leave during the middle of his message, and the man came back at the end of Mass. And afterward, the priest caught the man and asked where he had gone, and he said, "I went to get a haircut, Father." And the priest said, "But why didn't you do that before the service, or maybe way after?" And he says, "Because when you started, I didn't need one." Well, I hope that I'm not going to talk that long, that anybody's going to need a haircut. But we think about purpose and intention of what we might do. But to think that the Pharisees and scribes, they knew the law to a certain degree, but they also lost perspective, huh? And so today is one of those examples that they right away judge and make an observation of Jesus and his disciples, saying that Jesus and his disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate. Obviously, the Pharisees and scribes, they could do and focus on some things, but maybe not the most important. When I read this gospel early in the week, my first impression was what I thought of one of my science teachers years ago when I was first in high school. I was not the rowdy one, but there were a few others in the class, and sometimes they would try to distract the teacher by asking stupid questions, and he would respond, "You boundary testers." And to think that the scribes and Pharisees sometimes want to test the boundaries of Jesus and the law, huh? So Jesus tries to put them back on track. He reminds them, he says, "You know, well did Isaiah prophesy about you folks. He said, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts." So they were making their own human traditions more important than God's law of love. And so Jesus tried to put them back on track. You know, they were focused on cleanliness, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's a limit. There's a purpose to it. But to say if your hands are clean, do you really need to wash them again? And so Jesus again reminds them that rather than focusing on clean hands, that they might want to have good intentions and a pure heart and a pure soul, which can help them love and assist others. And so the real problem was that their agenda was really founded on human traditions and their own law rather than God's law of love. A law that, as we listen always to the gospel, Jesus not only explains, but he helps bring deeper meaning to it. And he does not, you know, disregard Moses, who said, don't add or subtract. Jesus just adds depth to it to say this is the true meaning of God's law of love. And so God's law of love, as Jesus would then go on to articulate, and in the context even of Labor Day weekend, we know that God's word says that our work should be able to guide us to also be an offering to God, to say that we're doing good things with good intentions. And so God's law is meant to guide people towards justice and mercy and balance of work or leisure, and really an appreciation for the times to pray and to worship. And so he invites them to consider that internally, God's hand is meant to be an aid, and his law is meant to be one that doesn't oppress us, but guides us with grace and wisdom as he intended, that then we might know not only how to live, but to know that what comes within us is what then brings about the goodness of God in the world. And he names a lot of the sins that we might say are connected to capital sins. They are truly things that kind of become a destructive web in our spiritual life. But Jesus says, don't focus just on the externals, but focus on the internals. What's the root of our grace? It is God, his love. Rather than just saying, I want to focus on something that's maybe insignificant and in the long run, it doesn't matter tomorrow. So as we come and worship today, let us praise God and be mindful of how the Lord does not only call us to be welcomers of the word, but also doers of the word with that sense of Christ calling us to be compassionate and holy people who know what is justice, who know what is good, and then to seek it in mind, in heart, and in voice.